Hello again. This is Mike Fitch with Life Coaching in partnership with Project Phoenix Life Coaching. Thank you for listening. The topic this week might be a little sensitive. I anticipate it will be a little sensitive for people because even the most calm, reserved, and emotionally mature of us tend to get a little agitated when it comes to our children. There is never a more sensitive subject with most people than their children and how they parent them. In fact, recently I was talking to a friend and she was helping her grown daughter and son-in-law navigate some marital communication issues, we'll call them. And they were completely comfortable with getting feedback and advice and support in navigating their marriage, but they were in no way open to those same options when it came to parenting their two small children. So it's just something people are sensitive to, and so by no means is anything that's coming out of my mouth gospel. It's simply what I've learned and my perspective on things, so take it for what it's worth. My current hobby is taxiing my kids around to their various athletic events, which is basically a full-time job, I found, and it is also glorious. After over two decades as a coach, it's a nice change to sit back and be a fan and a parent. I have fleeting moments of lack of control, and that absolutely can be frustrating. I think most parents probably struggle with this. So much of our kids' lives are under our direct or indirect control. Then we have to turn them over to a veritable stranger, and you just have to sit there and watch. I don't struggle with it as much in football or baseball, but basketball proves and is proving to be a bit more of a challenge for me. It's good for me to process it and deal with it and make sure that my son and daughter have their own experience because it is their life. It is not about me. And I have to routinely remind myself of that. One thing that I'm noticing as a fan in the crowd is kids who are constantly checking with their parents. Kids that are preoccupied with their parents' reactions to their performance during their competition, I'm finding, regularly play scared, hesitate, look or feel nervous or anxious, and do not have as much fun as kids that just play. Athletics is all about just being able to play and not think. It is supposed to be an escape. It is supposed to be fun. But if there is this fog hanging over a child because of their parents' constant scrutiny and feedback during a game, I guarantee you it will inhibit their ability to perform and enjoy the process. Because really, kids want their parents' approval more than anything. So if parents engage with them while they are playing, they will engage right back. They will check with their parents more than they check with their coaches, which in the big scheme of things, in the big picture, undermines the entire process. Kids cannot answer to two masters during competition. It simply does not work. As a parent, you may not agree with a coach, and you may think that you know better, and you might, but you are putting your child in a very untenable situation. They will be asking themselves, do I listen to my coach and disappoint my parents, or do I listen to my parents and disappoint my coach? This makes me very sad. It's heartbreaking. Kids should not have to choose. Parents, I know it's hard, but just be parents. It's how it has to be. Let your kid have the experience. Let them figure out how to navigate all the experiences and simply support them and love them in that process. Remember, the goal is to raise good humans, not professional athletes. Let the kids play. Help them be good teammates. Let them struggle and let them figure it out. After and before the competition, you can be as helpful as you want, as long as what you're saying isn't counter to what they're being told by their coach. But during the competition, you should simply support them. Competing in athletics is demanding enough without being pulled in two different directions. I will also advise you not to force your opinions on their athletic endeavors on them. You can have your opinions, but they don't need to be forced on your child. Let them bring up the competition. Ask them if they want to talk about it, and respect their wishes if they don't. They may really, really value your opinion. They may really seek it out. And they may need some time to process after a game before being able to hear it. We've all been there. It's just a little bit too raw at that point, right? And yet parents just really want to dive in and tell them everything they did wrong and everything that could be different. And that's not beneficial. It's not helpful. So you really have to step back. This is not an easy thing that I'm asking for parents to do. But try to keep in mind how unfair this is to your child to be so hypervigilant. Let's associate this with a job, shall we? Would you follow your child to their job, sit near them, and critique everything they did, and think it would somehow benefit their performance and make their boss happy? That seems like a very reasonable comparison to what happens in athletics. Parents need to give their kids a chance to excel, make mistakes, navigate life on their own to build confidence, resilience, and self-trust. There is a book called The Courage to Be Disliked. One of the major themes in that book is to stay in your lane. Ask yourself if it is your place to insert yourself into this conversation, into this process, into your child's life at that particular moment. Are you doing it from the heart, or is it your ego pushing you to involve yourself? The best teams I ever coached had the best, most supportive parents. Not necessarily supportive of me, but supportive of their child and the other kids. It sets an incredible tone. It creates an extremely positive culture and climate, or can absolutely make a cancerous situation. Don't minimize the impact you have. If you hate your kid's coach, that's fine. But don't talk to your kid about it, because that will yield absolutely no success. Keep it between you and your partner, or you and your confidant of choice. Remember, this is about your kid. It is not about you. It is their life and their experience, not yours. And I know we all want our children to have all the best experiences in the world, everything we didn't have, but we still have to check ourselves. Whether they are the star or simply a role player on the team, a valedictorian, or maybe on an education plan, it is not a reflection on you as a parent. Do you want to know what is a reflection on you? How they treat their teammates, how they treat their classmates, how they handle adversity, how they handle challenges that may come from competition or education. After the game, don't immediately start to break the game down, critiquing their performance or their team's performance or teammates' performance. Let your child initiate that conversation. And all you have to do is just say you are proud of them and how hard they played. Because there's two things that they can control: their effort and their attitude. A lot of other stuff is completely and utterly out of their control. If they want to dive into further events, that's fine. If they want to blame their coach or their teammates, try to extinguish that line of thinking quickly by bringing the focus back to what they can control and keeping them positive. That type of negativity towards coaches and teammates really provides no positive outcomes. Nothing good comes from that. We get really caught up in life not going the way we planned it. This is not my preference. This is not how I saw this happening. I don't like this change. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't like the decisions my child has made. I don't like their preferences. I don't like the subtle way they are rejecting my plan for their life. They don't realize I've been there. I have made mistakes. I can help them navigate this life with less trauma and pain than I experienced. You, as a parent, would prefer they went to the state college that's close to home. You would prefer they dated someone their own age. You would prefer that they took calculus. You would prefer they took over the family business. Well, guess what? Life does not care about our preferences. So let's just move past that notion right now, because it will absolutely not serve us moving forward. I tried out for the basketball team multiple years, and I got cut every year. I survived. It was not fun. It was not easy or enjoyable, but it was my journey. And in football, I never got to play. You want to know a miserable experience? Go to football practice every day, which has to be just one of the most unenjoyable practices that there is. It's grueling. It's hot. Pain involved. Probably similar to wrestling. And then not get to play on Friday nights. That's a challenge. But in the end, I think it all made me a better coach. I was ridiculously empathetic to kids that I had to cut in the basketball program and to kids that did not get to play as much as they wanted. You never know what your child's experiences will yield. Pema Chodron discusses setting goals for others can be unhealthy. Really wanting the success for ourselves. When we do this to others, we are asking them to live up to our ideals. Instead, we should just be kind. Just let people be themselves and be supportive of them in that pursuit. Being consumed with how you will be perceived because of the actions of others is an element that needs to be addressed within all of us. We should not hinge our self-worth or happiness on the actions of anyone else. Ego can be healthy, but it needs to be set aside in dealing with other people. It's that nagging voice in the back of your head that needs approval, validation, control. This used to happen to me as a coach at times. I would get really, really consumed with how I was being perceived based on my team's performance. Like it was some type of direct reflection on my self-worth. This made me put undue pressure on them to somehow live up to these external expectations and somehow make them responsible for my coaching legacy or how I was viewed by people on the outside. That was nonsense. This wasn't fair to my team because I would then coach scared. I would coach to that perception instead of just coaching them, being focused on us as a team and being present in the process. It had a very destructive impact on my focus, and it was all ego-based. Making sure I was seen as a good coach and requiring that outside validation instead of just doing the best I could and accepting outcomes. I would usually catch myself in this selfish narrative, or one of my assistants would, and help me reframe my focus. This is what I've seen so much from parents over the past two decades, living vicariously through their children. What, as a coach, I had to continually remind myself of was all you can do is all you can do. And as a parent, all you can do is all you can do. and it's done. You can only do so much. You can only go so far. You can only say so much. There is so much ego that gets in the way of good parenting, somehow confusing your child's accomplishment and successes with your own self-worth. I've caught myself thinking this way at times with my kids, worried about their haircuts or their clothes or the way they perform athletically or academically, thinking that somehow if it is not good enough, it is a reflection on me, my genetics, my parenting. None of that is relevant. It is their life. All I can do is love them and support them. They need to make their own choices, and all you can do is help where help is needed. And other than that, simply love and support them so they do not feel judged against your expectations of how they should live their life. Think how happy they would be if you simply helped support them to be the best version of themselves, whatever that is. If you stayed in your lane, not feeling the need to make decisions or have undue influence on others and their lives, the fights that would go on in the counseling office at the high school with parents trying to put their expectations on their children were monumental. Now, I don't have a problem with parents setting expectations and challenging their kids. Everybody needs challenged. Everybody needs to try and achieve to be the best person that they can be. But the parents really wanted their kid to be a valedictorian, and the kid just wanted to be a kid. There is nothing wrong with challenging and pushing your kid, but at the same time, when it becomes more about you and your attachment to their outcomes, there needs to be some internal reflection done to figure out what is missing from your life that makes you want to live theirs for them. I know that sounds harsh, but just give that some thought. I think the big question to ask when dealing with your children is this about them, or is this some unresolved issue within myself? Are you worried they will embarrass themselves, or are you worried they will embarrass you? Are you worried that them getting a B or a C in a class will hinder their academic opportunities, or are you worried about how it reflects on you? Are you worried that not making the team or not playing very much will impact their self-esteem, or are you worried about how it reflects on you as the one responsible for your child's genetics? Because the fact is, those qualities we find most troubling in others are typically a list of our own rejected qualities. I believe it's referred to as projecting, which we then project onto the outside world. The people or behaviors that repel us show us the aspects of ourselves that we find unacceptable. Now that's something to chew on. Sit with that one for a little bit. The people or behaviors that repel us show us the aspects of ourselves that we find unacceptable, which otherwise we would not be able to see. Kids are so good for that. Literally, as parents, I think we can learn as much from our kids as they can learn from us if we look at how trying to raise them reflects who we really are or how we feel about ourselves. No one ever wants to see their child experience adversity. It's heartbreaking. But in my life, I have learned so much more about people during times of adversity than I ever did in times of ease and success. Maybe as parents, we should make our objective be to help our children navigate adversity, navigate challenges, overcome obstacles. Regardless of how much we want our kids to have an adversity-free life, we know that won't happen. So it seems the most beneficial thing we can do for them is give them the tools for how to handle it, how to overcome it, how to succeed in spite of it. This requires us to step back and allow them to live their own life. Now, realize I'm not talking about when a kid's in danger or their safety is brought into question. Nothing like that. Just ask yourself if you are being a helicopter parent, and really look at it and see if that is truly beneficial to your child or children. The confidence and resiliency that can develop by overcoming challenges and adversity will be irreplaceable. If they literally go through their childhood and never experience any adversity, if you remove every obstacle, if you remove every challenge, when they get out into the real world, will they be ready? Adversity serves a purpose. It's there for a purpose, and it will be whatever we make it into. So, before you start to criticize your child, their teachers, their coaches, their friends, remember that this is their life. It's not about you. Your job is to keep them safe, love them, and provide them all the opportunities possible. Your job is not to live their life for them. They have to live their own life, make their own mistakes, make their own decisions, and those decisions are their own. You provide guidance, support, love. The rest is up to them. Please don't project your issues onto them and try to make them responsible for your happiness and your unresolved traumas. Parenting takes a ridiculous amount of reflection and self-awareness to be good at it. Hopefully this podcast was beneficial. Like I said, it's a touchy subject if you really want to get on people's nerves. You critique their parenting. I'm not critiquing anybody's parenting other than maybe my own. Just trying to discuss a topic that over the last 20 years has become extremely important to me. Don't forget to visit my website, projectphoenixcoaching.com. If you or anybody you know would like some life coaching guidance, advice of any sorts, please reach out to me. I appreciate you listening. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you next time.